just walking by your room, and you know, I was thinking, boy, it's been a long time since we've had a little father-son chat.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form.
Andy Dirt Johnson.
This is Hustler. And this is a much more exotic magazine. Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes saying, hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing? You see?
Right. And Brendan Sprague.
Shave is a magazine I'm not too familiar with. But again, if you flip to the center section, well, you see the detail that that they go into in this picture here. It almost looks like a tropical plant or something. Underwater.
Yeah.
Thing.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
See you at dinner.
Yeah. I'll see you at dinner.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. That's where every single day. Good morning to you. Hope your Thursdays are off to a great start. Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. We got some fun with or not fun with audio of a radio host who's in a little bit of hot water. Should he be? We'll talk about that coming up here in a few moments.
Oh, radio host stepping into it?
Yes. Somebody had a really hot take on SGA yesterday. It went viral. Everybody's playing the audio. I don't know who it could have been. I don't know. Anyways, I digress.
I saw a poll question last night from somebody in Dame Lillard's camp. Who does last night hurt more, Warriors fans or Kings fans? Because Halliburton famously traded from the Kings for Domantas Sabonis.
Yes.
Which, in retrospect, Fox Halliburton definitely could have worked.
Yeah.
Or Warriors, who had the 2 pick, could have traded down and taken Halliburton because reportedly half of the staff loved Halliburton in Golden State.
Yeah, they could have had him.
The Wiseman pick was a Joe Lacob special.
Need a big? Is that what it was?
They did not want. Yeah, they basically
we got guards. We need a center. We don't have a center.
Instead of taking best player, most talented. And I wanted to add, can the Blazers be on that? Who's the Pacers' general manager? What about their president of basketball operations? Literally, Portland East is what the Indiana Pacers are.
They were here. Yeah, we had them.
Yeah, the guy that scouted Dame Lillard and left that nice little gift for Neil Olshey.
And then he pretended as if he was the one that found him.
Kind of looks like Neil Olshey, but he's got darker hair.
And he's not a total D.
And he's built a great team. He's hired a really good coach. And the president of basketball operations got us Brandon Roy and LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, great memories. A great walk down memory lane. You know, I did do a little bit of soul searching yesterday, and part of me was, you know, I'm very angry with SGA, and not watching him is not very fun for me. And
who do you hate more, SGA or Halliburton?
That's a tough one. Personality wise, it's not even close. It's Halliburton, because the heel thing, it's great. He's got me roped in, and now I'm rooting against him, which is perfect. That's exactly what he wants, and I've fallen into his trap.
I think he's made me the other way. I love how
much
of a heel he is.
Yeah, you love it. He's becoming that much of a heel. From a like aesthetics of watching them play, your point on Halliburton not being pretty to watch in terms of like how is he doing this is good, but I would much rather, I appreciate his game more, I guess, or I don't hate his game as much as I do the foul hunting and the calls. I don't feel like he doesn't get that many whistles. He had a bucket in overtime where he went up, there was like a blow at the rim, essentially could have easily been called a foul, and he still was able to finish the layup, but he didn't get the whistle. A lot of my anger comes from jealousy, because we have not won a game in the conference finals in a quarter century. Like it's been a long time. And we got this text from a Knicks fan, and it made me think, how would this connect back to us? So this came a bit ago. By the way, our P1 Ryan found, we were talking about this earlier in the show, the live odds when they were down in the final couple of minutes if you were to gamble the Pacers.
I forgot to keep
So Ryan
looking.
Said, sorry, I'm catching up late. My girlfriend got the odds. When the Pacers were down in the last few minutes, it was plus 3,100.
Yeah, it had to have been.
Plus 3,100.
Now, follow-up is, did we get a live bet?
I hope so. I don't think I wouldn't have had the balls to do it, but now I will have the balls to do it.
Well, $5 on that is nothing.
I know.
And it's plus 3,100.
So we got this from a Knicks fan, and it thought, who would this be for us? Because the Knicks fans were very upset last night. Reggie Miller's on the call, and he, of course, famously did the choke motion to Spike Lee, the 7 points in whatever it was, 30 seconds.
Yep.
And he said, last time my Knicks were sniffing this air, my son was only one. I'm now a grandfather. I detest Quark Miller, I don't know if that's a thing that people call him or what. Having him cackle on the broadcast is an absolute devised torture device. So I think it was not only losing the game the way that they did, it was to the team that they lost to, the motion that Halliburton made, the guy on the call. Like, you could not have drawn up a worse night for a fan base.
The feelings had to have been brought back in the entire
for
building.
For anybody old enough to remember it. And
that ending, that moment.
So it got me thinking, like, Reggie Miller, I totally get. That is one of the most famous games in NBA history. Will we agree? The Spike Lee, the choke, the inbound, him shoving the guy, getting the three. Like, that is one of the most famous, memorable games in the history of the association. Is there somebody that I put you in Knicks fan shoes last night? Blazers are playing in game one of the conference finals.
Yep.
They have a 14-point lead with 3 minutes to go. I know we don't need to make our game seven jokes. They blow it. Is there somebody on the broadcast calling the game that would get you to feel to that level that Knicks fans did last night towards Reggie Miller?
I have a great one.
Isaiah Thomas.
Really? Because of the
Isaiah
finals?
Isaiah Thomas. Yeah. Because of the finals?
Was there more? Okay, so you have to help us with this because we were admittedly a little, I was a little too young to really appreciate that finals.
I was in diapers.
Portland stole game two in Detroit. It was 1-1 coming back
Didn't
to Portland.
Didn't Porter famously yell, we're not coming back?
We're not coming back. Yeah. And unfortunately, he was right.
Because they lost three.
Because it was a 2-3-2 setup back then, and they won all three.
How about
here.
Home court here, huh?
Yeah.
Real great then.
And Glass Palace didn't
But
get
was
the
there
then.
Another moment? Losing a championship is devastating. Was there regular season stuff that extended itself? Because one series, even if it is the title.
I mean, they were just the Pistons.
Reggie and the Knicks, man. It was like four out of 5 years.
Yeah, they played a lot.
They played a lot. That was a
Karl Malone. I mean, the Blazers in Utah.
So you're not giving me a real broadcaster.
Oh.
See, I'm okay playing that part of it, though.
Like, oh, I have a real broadcaster.
So you got an actual broadcaster.
Oh, no, Zeke's done a lot of stuff on NBA TV.
No, Zeke was a good one because he's done. He used to call NBC games. And now he's on the broadcast of NBA.
Bankrupted an entire.
So what was Reggie's rookie year? You guys remember?
Women, but you know
he did do that. Yes,
yeah.
I digress. The league digresses.
Reggie come in what late '80s, right? When did he show up in Indy?
Yeah, early '90s.
Early '90s.
Yeah.
So they played the Knicks in 92-93, lost in four.
93-94.
Played the Knicks in 93-94. They lost to the Knicks in seven.
94-95.
Played them in 94-95. Beat them in seven in the second round.
Yep.
Played them again in 97-98 and beat them in five. Played them again in 98-99 and beat and lost to them in six.
And
before beating them again in 99-2000.
Yeah.
So essentially for a decade straight, they played each other almost every year in the playoffs.
It was Lakers-Celtics of the 80s, except it was just in the East and it was in the first or second round.
Yeah.
I'll give you one who broadcasted. He no longer broadcasts. And this one's a weirdo one, but I think if we're trying to elicit the emotional response of anger and outrage and hatred, I'll give you a guy that used to play for us.
Ooh.
That if he was on the broadcast of the opposing team, which he used to be, I think his fandom would come out for said franchise. Clyde the Glide Drexler, Houston Rockets.
Ah, Drexler broadcasting a conference finals game against the Rockets.
Because I think he would be
pro Mr. Rocket.
Yeah, 100%.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
That's a pretty good poll.
And that would piss us off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Our all-time leader in almost every category, now with the team he won a title with, being their broadcaster, being Mr. Houston, never wanting to come back because he doesn't think the franchise has treated him and the history well. Absolutely. On a main broadcast, watching the Rockets come back and beat us, and him being giddy and point at the Rocket. I think that would be devastating.
Yeah, somebody texted in Shaq on the call for playing the Lakers in a game. Like, that's, I mean, Shaq being on the call and remembering Game 7 and blowing that lead.
But Shaq's not going to, I don't think Shaq's broadcasting style would ever do anything to make you really, like, Reggie, I didn't hear all of Reggie's call.
It wasn't that bad. It was just, like,
he had moments
you just
at the
knew
end
it.
I heard
you knew
it.
That he was, like, you knew
he
how
it.
He felt about it.
But it's the pointing.
Yes.
It's the pointing at Halliburton. It's the post-game press conference or the on-court post-game interview. What would Shaq say that would upset us?
Man, what a game. Just like the lob Kobe threw me. Same lob. Shout out Sheed. Couldn't get there. Sabes couldn't get over the hump.
I don't think he would upset
us. Yeah, but if Luka did the little duck walk thing back.
That Shaq did in game seven.
That Shaq did and Shaq.
Yeah.
I thought about this one because he's actually in broadcasting. Sean Elliott calling a Blazers-Spurs conference final game make you feel anything?
Yeah, because I hate the Spurs broadcast.
Yeah.
So
that's like one of my first Blazer memories.
Speaking of Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Yeah, miracle. Yeah.
We just.
You know where I was?
So this
for
is
that
what
game?
My life's going to be like. Huh?
I was at the coast. Saw that game.
I was wine tasting with my parents.
ATV riding, got the newspaper the next day, and it was him on the sideline with Rashid's arm famously
what?
Trying to block
How far
it.
Was that finger away from that ball?
Inch.
Just a... Yeah.
Mostly as in America, most of an inch.
Just
all of one inch.
A lot of people would say that's average.
Yeah. How would we feel if Clyde did that?
That would be heartbreaking. It would be. It would absolutely would. That's a different spin on it, but it's the same thing. Of
I was
like,
trying to think of
the
a
guy
broadcaster.
On the call yes. who would just like it, you're already devastated. No matter who's calling the game, you're devastated. It's adding an extra layer to it that just
well reading
twisting
the
knife in the back.
Well, reading the dream book, it's abundantly clear that that whole last season before Clyde even got traded, they were having conversations.
Yeah,
is what I would say.
Yeah,
which is like cool,
cool. So you knew where you wanted to go.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe he won't be as much anti-Blazer anymore because the regime will be out. Remember his piece with Kerry Agers a couple weeks ago?
The
Vulcans will
that.
Be gone. Maybe Clyde will be back. Will
Clyde
we get a statue?
Told his golfing buddy that the regime has been
will
treating
we get
us
Clyde back at
yes.
Waverly one of these days? playing some golf, going to a Blazer game. Rekindle the relationship. Rough night for Knicks fans. That's heartbreaking. That was about as heartbreaking a loss as you could experience.
Still feels like a seven-gamer to me.
It does, but all of a sudden, game two, I know you're not there, but it's like, ooh, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You blow game one and then lose game two at home after the way you win game two, you can let bygones be bygones.
Red
and
alert.
Say, shucks, we should have been up 2-0, but that's all right. We got it. It's 1-1. Let's go to Indiana and get a game. You fall down 0-2 at home.
And doesn't the league kind of tell you or make you feel like if you don't capitalize on your moment, you, the very next year, don't have a moment.
It's not guaranteed that it's going to be back.
Boston was almost a universal pick of they're going to win again. Look at that roster. Injuries, age, devastating injuries.
Yeah.
You just don't know. And so if I'm a Knicks fan, like, it's easy to lose this series if you do and go, well, they'll all be back. Yeah, and Brunson's been playing high-level minutes. He going to stay healthy?
Yeah.
Hart, Bridges, Cat, OG, like, you know, that's what's devastating about this, I think, if you're an NBA fan of any franchise, is if you don't take advantage of your opportunity and
you
moment.
You got a window and you don't know when it's going to close.
That window could close the very next year. And we haven't had that. Largely in the league, these teams have been hanging for 4, 5, 6 years. You feel like you got that window. That window is really small now.
Should it be hot water or not? We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. 8:21 on a Thursday. You know, look, rants and having moments on the radio is always fun, but something you don't want to do is go viral for something that is deemed controversial. And this happened yesterday. Not my SGA rant, although that was evidently played on primetime. Suka Nimick played that bad boy yesterday. Thank you for that, boys. I appreciate it. This comes from Seattle, our wonderful friends up in Seattle. 93.3 KJR.
Ah, the building blocks of my entire existence. I interned there.
This is where Brandon James Sprague. This is not Mount Furness.
Okay.
No, the furnace did not get heated up yesterday.
Famously used to be the pickle sniffer up there.
You were the pickle sniffer at KJR.
Was.
This is not Dave Softy.
This
isn't Softy ranting about some sort of, you know, junior college that he attended not having a good football program. This doesn't have anything to do with that. They have a new host from 10 to 1 up there.
10 to 1. I don't know their clock anymore, their schedule.
I don't either. His name
is Furness host. He's 1 to 3?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was 1 to 3.
Yeah, I don't
I think
I think
he is
1 to 3.
Still
I
1 to 3?
With him not long ago.
Yeah, he tried to get me on the other day and we were having phone connection issues. He wanted me to come on and scream about Jody Allen. And I said, you want me to scream about it? I'll do that any day of the week, buddy. You let me know, I'll do that for free. No, this is Mark James, who is evidently a new host up there at KJR. So welcome to Seattle. He's an East Coast guy coming into town trying to ingratiate himself with the fan base, right?
I've been told about this cat.
Okay, we got a backstory here on this cat?
Well, the backstory is because he did a stint in Boston. Sometimes you get these lifelong radio guys who don't settle down anywhere. They just move to the next job.
Yeah.
And, it's somebody that is very familiar of his work in Boston basically say, that's a hot hire. That's like, good luck with that one.
Have
it's not
fun.
Ended well where he's worked.
I as a fan of city of teams, I would take it so patronizing if somebody comes in from another market and I know you're not a fan of my teams that then pretends to be a fan of my teams for on-air purposes. So I perused this guy's social media account yesterday, and it's like all pro Mariner stuff when it's like he's from New York and he's a Yankee fan. And it's just like, I know, I can sniff through the BS here. I know you're not a fan.
We have a Dave Sims on our hands.
There's a little bit of that of like, dude, just be yourself. Like, you're a Yankee fan, be a Yankee fan. Like, doesn't mean you can't have conversations about the team. Don't patronize me. I know you're not a fan of the team. Anyways, yesterday this happened on his show, and the people in Seattle, not happy about it.
One of them I saw before the show said, I like this one, 206. Why the Mariners chose Marble Mouth Roland Smith over Bill Krueger is beyond me. It kind of helps to be able to understand your major league broadcasters. You know what? I agree with that. I agree with that. I really do. Thank you. I can't understand what he says. You have Dave Valley. Put Dave Valley in there. But you have this Aussie guy. I feel like I'm watching Australian rules football. And just so you know this. You've had great color analysts here for years and years doing Mariners games. Jay Buhner. I mean, so many. Why you picked an... it's so out of place. I don't get it. But I like that text.
So he's talking about Ryan Roland Smith. Now, I don't have Root anymore, so I don't watch Mariner broadcasts, and they're blacked out on MLTV for me.
Same.
He is he's one of their network, or not network, their studio guys, like post-game, pre-game. He's not I don't believe he's doing color.
He's done some games.
Oh, has he done some games? Okay.
They rotate them around.
Well, they got What's-His-Nuts is out of there. Sims is obviously gone. Who was their color guy previously?
Blowers?
Mike Blowers is gone.
Yeah. Okay.
So they moved on from him. So I didn't know he was doing games this year. So that's a good important update. Because I can't watch Mariner games
anymore. There's several people that you will hear on a game.
I know that he's been a studio guy for a number of years. Yes. Like he's been around. He was a Mariner pitcher. He's been around forever. He's an Australian
MJ
pitcher.
In the midday here, no. Did somebody clue him in that he actually pitched in a Mariner uniform for that team?
So that he goes to break after that, and then I didn't want to pull the entire thing as it goes on. He comes back and he makes more jokes about how nobody can understand him and how he, you know.
Do they speak a foreign language?
No, he just talks with an Australian accent.
Okay, so the accent is so bothersome that he can't understand what he's saying?
And then played a bunch of clips of him saying fastball, but he says false ball because he talks in an Australian accent.
That bothers him?
This led to a Seattle Times article. This led to awful announcing picking this up. People in Seattle are like livid at this guy.
Are they mad at him for this?
Because I think Roland Smith is kind of a fan. You know, he's a funny, quirky guy. He's got an Australian accent.
Who doesn't love an Aussie accent?
Who doesn't love a good Australian accent? Yeah. So hot water or no hot water?
I mean, I think it's kind of lukewarm water. If the Seattle Times wants to write an article about it and, you know, different media publications that cover that stuff are picking it up, it's probably not great. But also, wasn't he also reading a text from a listener?
He was started by reading a text from a listener.
Agreed with it.
And then he agreed with it, and then he continued to go on.
My point is, like, there's probably then some Mariner fans who aren't loving Roland Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe there is something to it. I think he'll be okay.
You think he's going to be all right? He's going to survive this one?
I mean, look around the world. I mean, it's at this point, you just move on. You don't even address anything. People will just tend to let it go. And forget, I haven't heard him. Is it really like egregious to listen to, Swag?
No.
I wouldn't say it's egregious, no. I mean, he's been on calls for a while, so when I had the ability to watch games, you'd catch him every now and then. I have never heard him call a game as a color analyst, but I've heard him as the studio guy. He just has an Australian accent.
I just met my wife's family who came up here from Australia, and they got killer accents, and I didn't have
Dude,
trouble understanding them at all.
Australian accents are a lot of fun.
I just kept talking to them so they would keep talking back.
My tough part with running into somebody with an Australian accent is I feel like as I continue to talk to them, I'd almost want to do it back to them because it's so fun to do. And I obviously wouldn't do that.
I think you wait
now
for
am
a
I
moment.
In hot water? Damn it, I'm in hot water.
You wait for a moment to say,
is that okay if I do this with you?
Rate that accent.
Can I throw a shrimp on your Barbie? What do you think?
No.
Is that allowed?
No. I think they actually hate that.
They hate that.
Yeah, I would say, like, I think the ugly part of it is basically saying people from Australia can't talk baseball. It's just kind of a weird. I don't know, weird stance to
have.
Yeah,
that's the part I don't.
What is this, Australian rules football? Go back to your country, man.
Dude pitched for the Mariners.
He did.
Do some homework.
How long does an Australian person with an accent live in America before that accent starts going away?
I think it depends on how long they grew up in Australia.
Oh, dude, if you live somewhere long enough, you pick up the area you live in.
Like, even at an older age when you come over?
I know.
Because younger age, I could see it, but older age?
No, I know of somebody that moved to the South, and now there's a little bit of South in the way they talk.
Hmm.
because they're around it, you're around it so much, you eventually start using some of the phrases they'll use, and now here you are. Oh my God, have you lived in Texas your whole life? What's happening here?
They just start saying y'all all the time.
There's a little bit of y'all.
Y'all.
You know what I mean?
It'll go uptown.
Soda pop. You got any soda pop?
It's uptown down here. It's not downtown. It's uptown. Well, hot water, cold water. I think we're going hot water here. Good
you think this is
one.
Hot water?
I think this is hot water. I think this one's going to live on a little
bit. What's
hot
water mean, though? He's suspended? Is he fired?
Well, I think when you're new to a market, you should be careful to not piss off half of a fan base, or when you're new to a show. Like, that's not a great way to, hey, welcome and build my big tent. Let's get as big of an audience as I possibly can on my radio show.
Mm.
So in that regard, like, you're new to the market. You're trying to become one of them, is what you do.
You
like,
come off as the arrogant, obnoxious East Coaster.
Yes.
So unless you're going to lay into that persona, which those of us that have lived out here on the West Coast know,
good luck,
has a lifespan shorter than most.
Have fun with that.
Good luck.
So we'll see how it works out. Hot water. I think I'm voting hot water. KJR, figure it out. We're softy. Let's get to the conference finals continuing tonight. How do we feel about game two in Oklahoma City? Does Minnesota bounce back? We'll talk a little hoops next. Got some accent text coming in. 503-864-6326.
Any good ones?
This happened to me after living in Montana for a couple of years. Didn't realize it until I came back to the Pacific Northwest. I was like, huh, I sound like a drawling Montanan now.
Right.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's
a
real
Montana
thing.
Accent?
I guess that there
they,
is.
They got a slight one, yeah.
I have never been to Montana before.
I haven't spent
I'd love to go to Montana.
Tons of time,
when my uncle was alive, he used to go to an event over the Expo Center, the swap meet.
Yes.
I don't know, guys, you ever went to the swap meet. You definitely didn't, Swag. I know you.
I know of the swap meet.
Yeah, well, non-Lake Oswegoans went to it. But anyways, they parts and all kinds of stuff. We used to work it at my uncle's booth because me and my little brother would wagon around parts.
Yeah.
And we'd get paid by the people to do that, right? He used to share a booth with a guy named Montana John.
Montana John's a hell of a name.
Montana John was fascinating as a human
being.
Montana
John definitely has a booth at a swap meet.
He did. And there was leather.
It was, yes, lots of leather.
But Montana John, I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, there's little things about from Montana that I would say a little different.
Little twang, a little here, there.
Yeah.
If I could give you one American accent to have, what would you want? Do we have accents?
New York.
Yeah.
You want a bit New York accent?
Boston.
There's New York, Boston.
Those are accents.
No, I'm saying, do people think that we have an accent?
Yeah, people think that we.
Yeah.
Like, who do we talk to that looks at us and says, man, you sound funny? Get you one of those.
The British.
Them. them. Yeah. People from the South.
People from the South.
My cousin had to live with me for a year. His mind was blown that we didn't call soda or
soda pop pop's a big one. Yeah.
Soda pop.
Yes.
Like, he always had to say soda pop.
Soda pop.
Oklahoma, we say soda pop.
Yeah. So if I give you one accent to have and utilize in your day-to-day, you want to go northeast? That's where you go?
I mean, I'm kind of naturally more built as a New Yorker in terms of where I'm at emotionally anyway.
Sure.
I'm always on edge. I'm ready to be yelled at somebody
about
something.
You drive like a New Yorker.
I probably drive a little, aggressively.
You fit far more on their freeways than our freeways.
Well, my bloodlines actually run back to Jersey. Fun fact, my dad was born in Jersey. But, yeah, I would probably take the New York accent.
You go New York? Swag, what are you choosing? I give you a dialect and a little accent that you can twist into the day-to-day language.
Probably a Georgia accent.
You want to go south? You go southern accent.
I'd go
you want
south.
That drawl.
Sounds about white.
You want that drawl.
Excuse me, what?
I just said sounds about right.
Another one said, my uncle was born in California. He moved to Arkansas when he got married. Biggest southern accent you've ever heard.
Yeah.
So he moved later in life and then developed the accent when he was there. We still have Foghorn Leghorn working in our sales department. We have a man from Arkansas.
Dave Kinsella.
Dave Kinsella, who still talks like that.
I do declare, Brandon.
There's been a murder in Savannah.
Hood to Coast. I tell you now.
Kind of slow. It hasn't changed. He still sounds like he's from Arkansas.
He still's got some
he's
of that
one of the non-crossovers. We haven't been able to defeat him
yet. But he's wearing Patagonia. So we're slowly getting
he's drinking
him.
A lot of IPAs, and he's in a long distance running. So we've hooked our claws in a little bit.
Would it be fun to have a Cajun accent?
Dude, Cajun accent would be a lot of fun. I can't understand a word you're saying, but man, I'm having a lot of fun with it. Whatever, what's the Panthers wide receiver?
Oh, Leggett.
Whatever that is, that's like, is that like low country South Carolina or whatever?
That's deep south.
Dude, I'll eat that raccoon if you tell me I get to sound like that. That's
backwoods
fun.
Deep south accent.
There has been some hilarious interviews in the aftermath of his rookie year where I think there was one with his wide receiver coach that had to tell him multiple times this year, like, dude, we don't understand a word you're saying.
Do we still have that cut in the system, Swag? Can you look that up? Leggett? L-E-G-G-E-T-T-E.
Xavier Leggett, right? Wasn't that his name from South Carolina? I think he went to South Carolina.
I think he ended up getting hurt, which we were really bummed by, but hit. I remember I think it was their training camp. Yeah, he did an interview.
They were talking about eating squirrels or something. Like, he does all sorts of off-the-wall things.
See, the thing is, unfortunately, you would probably be most likely to have the Cajun accent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that at all.
You wouldn't want that?
No, because you got to be in a town of 58 people for anybody to understand what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying.
It's so
at
funny
all.
To me, like in little pockets like that, that they can talk to each other and understand each other, and then it's like a foreign language to us.
When I woke up really.
That's, yeah, is that all we have, or is it the full? We have a full.
That's
answer.
All I could find.
You play yeah, that one more time.
When I woke up, radio.
Do yourself a favor when you got some downtime today. Just go look at like interviews of him. He did one the other day with Guy Fieri talking about cooking raccoons and eating raccoons.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what red carpet
was
they were on, but
like,
he's,
what did he just he's say? Like,
yeah, sure, we do it sometimes too. Like, I just go watch that. It's a lot of fun.
Now, what internationally? It's Australian, right?
It's got to be Australian. If I'm
probably
choosing
the most common picked one.
Yeah, if I'm choosing an Australian accent to
or
have
Scottish.
Scottish should be probably number two, but Australian would be number one.
I hate to say this. Very smart football guy. Half the reason I love getting Monson on is that accent.
Mm.
And he's been in Cincinnati, Ohio for a while now.
Very true. Some thoughts coming in on accents I want to read. Somebody said you have what's called a Midlands accent.
A Midlands accent.
Okay, so we got a Midlands accent.
Okay. Any description of what makes,
I don't know.
What we say Midland?
I'll have to look that up. Somebody said there's a lot of ain'ts in Montana lingo. We ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
A lot of those.
Yeah, Montana John dropped a little ain'ts.
Another one said, it's called a West Coast accent, I guess. When I lived in Indiana currently, I stuck out like a sore thumb because of the way that I talk.
Have you ever met somebody from like Los Angeles? Like that?
Yeah.
Been in LA though?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a difference there.
There's a little lingo difference there.
A little bit of a difference there.
Yeah.
The Bay Area's got their own kind of quirky things.
They got their own things. Yeah. Somebody said, give me whatever Matthew McConaughey has. That's pretty, all right. That's pretty solid. So, interesting accent lingo talk there. I didn't get to the conference finals, but we will get to that coming up to close out the show.
Big game two, man.
Big game two tonight.
And Edwards has kind of a unique accent, the way he talks.
He's a Georgia kid, right? Where's he originally from? I know he went to Georgia. Is he from Georgia?
He's always rocking a Braves hat in the postgame, which I love.
So he's an ATL kid.
Yeah, ATL shouty.
ATL shouty.
Bring yes.
Now I kind of want to book Xavier Leggett on the show. That would be a really fun offseason interview.
I'd rather have Ant Edwards' Georgia accent than the one I think Swag's going to.
Mm.
Swags is his racist. I want Ann Edwards' accent.
The Cajun one's a good pull, too, because I remember going on one of those swamp boat tours down in New Orleans when I was there.
New Orleans.
And, man, those guys are hilarious. They're missing fingers. They're playing with alligators. Like, just, man, I want to be one of those guys. It's a fun life right there.
I don't know if it is, man. Losing fingers to a gator don't sound fun to me.
They happen every now and then. They think they're hot dogs, all right?
Is he shirtless?
He's jumping in the water. Oh, he's shirtless.
Overalls with no shirt.
Understood one of every four words. He's jumping in the water.
Missing any teeth?
He's got like four left.
And you think that's the dream?
That's the dream right
there,
man.
That's an interesting dream.
He's out on a swamp boat. Check out these gators over here, man.
That ain't my dream. I'll tell you that much right now. That ain't my dream. God bless those people.
God bless those people. Let's close up conference finals. We'll do it next on The Fan. One listener asking for a Boom Hour accent. That's pretty good. I saw they're bringing King of the Hill back.
Yeah, and older, they're all aged. It's not going to be like a Simpsons where they're stuck in the same age.
So they're going to be older.
It'll be an older, yeah.
Is he still selling propane? Or is he out of the propane biz?
He might be retired.
Retired from propane?
I haven't seen if they've...
What's Bobby going to look like? I might have to check this out. I enjoyed King of the Hill back in the day when it first came out. It was a good mindless comedy. You can kind of put it on, just chuckle every once in a while.
I don't hate King of the Hill. Yeah. I think it's really well written. I had a lot of family that... That was my
hit a little
life.
Too close to home for you a few times.
Yeah.
I got a buddy like that.
Still listen to that hip hop brand.
Yeah.
Don't give me a beer.
I had a buddy who was like that with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Snoop Doggy Dogg, Doggy Style. Uncle Greg.
I told him how much I love the show, and he was like, dude, that's my family. I can't watch that. My family bickers like this. I can't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm because that just it makes me feel like I'm at home listening to my family bicker and yell about things.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Not my family, so I find it funny. Game two of the conference finals tonight in the West continues. We had a classic last night at the Garden. Pacers edged the Knicks in one of the most historic, crazy ending NBA playoff games you will ever see.
Hello, Pacers edging the Knicks.
It's a good thing. Tonight in OKC, 5:30, the line down to 7.5. That was about the line in game one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
about 7.5.
Everybody jumped on the 7.5 and 8.
So,
or the Wolves, I mean.
I was howling.
I would definitely jump on those points.
We're jumping on the points for game two?
Wow. I don't think the Timberwolves will shoot that bad from three as a group.
They were 15 of 51, I believe, in game one.
It was not good.
Does SGA... what's the over-under on SGA's free throw attempts tonight?
Less than 10.
14 in the first game.
14 in the first game. So you're setting the over-under 10.5?
12.
Yeah.
So you think he hits the over then?
Yeah.
So you hit the over?
I think he's going to be aggressive.
I think he hits the under.
I think it's not about him being aggressive. I'm wondering if there's a course correction from the league.
There's a little bit of that. I think the Timberwolves will also... I think they're going to run more stuff at him. He had a lot of room to maneuver throughout that game.
I think the thing that's good about him and also frustrating when you watch is how good he is at drawing fouls.
Yes.
Not all of those
it's a skill.
He's great at it.
But he's great at initiating and getting that contact in the right spot.
No doubt about it. There's not quite as much of like the James Harden, I'm going to hook your arm kind of thing as I'm driving the hoop and then fall over. I just, for the sake of the entertainment of it.
I just don't agree with you at all on him.
On SGA?
And you've got people that do agree with you on SGA.
Oh, that's fair. I mean, he's a fine player. Little bitch. Go back to Canada.
He just literally was announced as the league MVP.
Yeah, come on. Like there hasn't been a bad league MVP before.
Ooh, that's a fun game to play. I'm going to go on the...
He's not the best player in basketball. He just isn't.
But that's not what the award is called.
That's fine.
He wasn't the most valuable player.
He had a center with a triple-double this year.
Yeah, but Westbrook did the triple-double thing and we poo-pooed it.
I didn't poo-poo it. I said he deserved it. I deserved the MVP.
I'm going to run through the MVPs. I want you to say if you hated him or not.
Okay. SGA. Probably a lot of these people I hate. Yes.
Jokic.
No, I did kind of at first, but he's grown on me.
That's weird. Embiid.
No, I don't hate Embiid.
Giannis.
No, don't hate Giannis.
Harden.
Definitely hated Harden.
Westbrook?
I hate Westbrook. I appreciate him, but I hate him.
Curry?
Yeah, I hate Curry.
You do?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant?
Yes.
LeBron James?
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
You kind of hate LeBron?
I'm a Maso Menos. I could go either way there. What LeBron am I talking? Am I talking Cleveland return LeBron? Am I talking Laker LeBron? Am I talking Miami Heat LeBron?
So it's team.
I've gone in waves in LeBron. I was a huge LeBron guy, super anti-LeBron, back to being a LeBron guy, and then back to being anti-LeBron guy.
Derrick Rose?
No, I didn't hate Derrick Rose.
Kobe Bryant?
Yes.
Dirk?
No.
Nash?
Yeah.
KG?
Yes.
Duncan?
Yes.
AI?
No, I didn't hate AI.
Shaq?
I'm all over the map. No, yeah, I hated Shaq.
Karl Malone?
Definitely hated Karl Malone.
All right.
A lot of hating there, man. Can we get one? You know what the other thing that pissed me off was? When did the Sonics move to Oklahoma City? What year was that? 2009?
2008-09. 08-09? 08-09, because Westbrook's rookie year was in OKC.
So we're talking 17-ish years, 16-ish years, whatever you want to do. Oh. They've now had three different MVPs.
Yeah.
And this could be their second finals, and this is what, their fourth conference finals?
I believe so, in 16 years.
Yeah.
Great basketball city, though. You know, real diehard fans.
I mean,
they stuck with them through the thick and the thin. All those lean years in Oklahoma City, they really rode it out.
They do have a good family.
They got that like St. Louis Cardinal thing going right now, that it was hilarious the first time the Cardinals got bad in like 30 years. You're like, oh, what happened to all their fans? They're not there anymore. I thought it was the baseball town. I thought everybody goes and everybody loves the Cardinals. First time they're below 500 in 35 years in my entire life. There's like 20% full ballpark.
Now, to be credit to Knicks fans, they have shown up through the thick and the thin.
Yes, that place is always packed.
Who is currently the most fraudulent fan base in sports that the minute the team does suck, you think they don't show up anymore? Because I have one that is right around the corner. Might take 2, 3, 4 years, but I think once it happens.
See, this was Golden State. Like before
Celtics.
Yeah, I don't think the Celtics will ever get there. But I also, they've had bad years. Like, what were they like in the 90s? Were
people Rick Pitino era?
Yeah, were people still going to games?
I think they were still going to games, man. It's the Celtics.
Like, the Warriors have this. They have now priced a lot of their fans out, but they were a great fan base before then.
When they lose Steph, though...
You think they fall off a cliff? You think
so? How big's that new barn they built?
Pretty big.
Is it 20, 22?
It's something like
giant?
That. You telling me they're paying those prices for non-Steph
That's
Curry
a different,
Warrior
yeah,
teams?
It's another caveat for sure. It's going to be expensive. We cannot end the show without getting Blue Line Brandon's thoughts. Tonight, game two in the Eastern Conference Finals. You're on a heater.
Yeah.
We got Carolina back at home, down 1-0 in the series. They are the favorite once again in game two.
Yeah, I don't know if I like them on a puck line. There's something about this game. Feels a little overtimey.
Overtime game.
A little overtimey. Maybe Carolina. I think I'm leaning Carolina tie series.
Carolina in OT.
Ice Cats go home with the split. They're very happy about that. I kind of like Carolina maybe OT-ish.
OT.
End of game OT-ish.
Hurricanes OT winner.
I swear to God if it happens.
If you get this right again, I might not show up tomorrow.
We got Bobby Marks tomorrow.
We got Bobby Marks
pack my
tomorrow.
Bags and go home. Bobby Marks on the show tomorrow at 8:30.
Yes.
We have questions we got to ask Bobby Marks.
A lot of questions for Bobby Marks. We went to Minnesota for the ticker today. Go check that at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080 The Fan on Twitter. We'll post it as soon as we're done. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of our Thursday. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like
fun
the video.
Thursday.
Yeah, fun little show today. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We love you all. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.